Calling all cars, a copyrighted program created by Rio Grande.
Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all cars, broadcast 276 regarding a missing person. Be on the lookout for Aurelio Cabrera, male American, 30 years old. Last seen on May 30th. That's all. Rosenblatt.
The other day, a judge in a nationally known Chicago boys' court made this statement.
Crime prevention must begin in the high chair, not the electric chair.
And in recognizing the truth of his words, it occurred to me that the principle involved also applies to wear and tear prevention in our automobiles. Some motorists make it impossible for their cars to give them long and loyal service because they contribute to their delinquency with hobo oils. Tens of thousands of you folks do know the wisdom of safeguarding a motor with Real Lube. The money-saving benefits that accrue from keeping a healthy motor in a healthy car with this infallible, indestructible lubricant. A veritable army of motorists depend on this pure, 100% paraffin-based motor oil, having learned that Real Lube can't be broken down by the engine heat of their highest speed, that its quick and smooth flow to every moving part is as constant in cold weather as in hot. When you drive in for your tank full of Rio Grande cracked in the morning, take on a crankcase full of Real Lube or Rio Grande, Pennsylvania. Prevent the wear and tear on both your motor and your pocketbook. See your Rio Grande dealer tomorrow. The facts of the story we are about to hear tonight have been taken in the main from the confidential files of the sheriff of Contra Costa County. We have therefore asked Sheriff John A. Miller to open our program from the studios of KSFO in San Francisco.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are regular listeners to Calling All Cars must have long ago come to the conclusion that the average criminal is a pretty sorry sort of fellow. He doesn't win, and he never can win. He never comes out ahead. For the most part, he doesn't use much originality in the planning or execution of his crime. In telling the story of crime, the work of the law enforcement officer is always the most interesting. Clear-cut cases of premeditated crime for material gain are relatively easy, but occasionally an officer runs across a case in which the motive is entirely hidden under some complex line of thought. We are going to hear tonight how such a case proved baffling to my officers and how its solution proved again that crime does not pay.
Our scene is the office of Sheriff Miller. Under Sheriff Al Algetz is making a report.
Glad you got here, Sheriff Miller.
I was over at the Memorial Day services when I got your message. What's this about a murder?
Well, I just got a call from Deputy Sheriff Ralph Harrison of Port Costa. He's found a trail of blood leading from a house on a hill down to the water's edge. A body was apparently dumped in the bay. That's all I know.
That's enough. Give me that phone.
Yeah.
Get me Charlie Scudero, the police chief at Pittsburgh. I'll have him send over his grappling hooks and a crew to Port Costa. We'll go over the details on the way.
And so began one of the strangest cases on record. Sheriff Miller and his men arrived at the scene of the murder, and a few minutes later were talking it over with Harrison.
Now then, Harrison, let's hear the details.
Well, about an hour ago, I was crossing the SP tracks and spotted what I thought looked like blood. I examined it pretty close and was sure of it. Besides blood stains, I found a few pieces that looked like skull bone.
Do you have them?
Yeah. Wrap them in paper, here. It's human skull, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. It's murder, sure as I'm a foot high. What's the rest of the story?
Well, I followed the trail along the tracks and down to the edge of the water, then by that pile of big rocks on the shore.
Could you see anything in the water?
No, it's too deep.
Go on.
Well, I doubled back on the trail. On the other side of the tracks, the blood leads up through the oats to the top of the slope over there.
The trail plain?
I'll say. You see that little house up there, 180 yards from the tracks?
Yeah.
The blood trail ends in the backyard. Come on, I'll show you.
Okay. Davis, you take the camera and scoot down to the water and get some pictures.
Yes, sir.
And follow us back up to the house. We'll have this case sewed up in no time.
Now, over here, somebody tried to cover up the stains with dirt. He didn't do a very good job, either.
Sure, a lot of blood splashed around. Let's get in the house.
Okay. I knocked when I was up here before, but there wasn't anybody home.
Yeah, we'll go in anyway. Better have your gun ready.
Mm. Still nobody home.
Try the door. Careful now. This is Sheriff Miller. Anybody home? Empty.
Yeah, might as well look around while we're here.
Yeah. Don't seem to be any signs of a struggle.
No. Hey, what's that over in the corner?
Looks like clothes. Yeah, and look at them. Soaked with blood. And the floor all around here. Blood stains all over it.
Yeah. Oh, and look at this. An axe that's been recently cleaned.
Probably what the murderer used. But there's no blood left on it now.
We might find some under the glass. We can send it over to Dr. Heinrich.
Excuse me, Sheriff.
Yeah?
The crew from Pittsburgh with the grappling hooks here.
Thanks, Longo. Come on, let's get down to the water and do some dredging. If we don't bring up anything this time, we'll be forced to give up.
That house you pointed out to me belongs to a fellow named Anacleto Torres.
Yeah, that's what you said.
He's a Mexican working for the SP.
Well, we'll either bring him up or somebody he killed.
I don't hardly figure you're going to find...
Hold it.
Huh? You get something?
That got away. Row back over the spot.
Yes.
Okay. Now put easy and steady.
Got it this time?
Yeah.
Now we'll see what our victim looks like.
Here it comes. Now watch it.
Take it easy.
Okay. Hold it in.
Good work, boys. Roll it over.
Fine, like that.
Good Lord. You recognize him, Parker?
Yeah, I believe I do. It's Taurus's best friend, Cabrera. Aurelia Cabrera.
Any enemies? Any reason for him to get this?
No, none that I know of. Say, you don't suppose Taurus has been killed too, do you?
He might. But if he has, his body's been put someplace else. It isn't here in the bay, that's a cinch.
Look.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Bullet holes. One in his chest and one in his back. Come on, let's get back to shore and talk to some of the townspeople. They may know something.
Sheriff Miller and his men began a systematic questioning of neighbors of the missing man.
Now, let me get this straight. You say these three men were in your hotel and bought some whiskey earlier in the evening?
Yes, sir. Taurus and Cabrera and another fellow named Mercedes. This is quite early last night. They were planning to do some drinking at Taurus's house.
I see.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, just a slight case of murder.
Murder, eh? All three of them?
I don't know yet. Cabrera's the only one we've found so far. Where does this Mercedes live?
Where? You go up the service station and turn to the left, and it's the second house.
I don't know nothing, honest. I don't. Torres and Cabrera and I brought a bottle and went to Torres' house. Then we got another bottle and drank it here. Torres and Cabrera left about 3, and I went to bed.
Is that all?
No, about 6 o'clock, my wife woke me up and said Torres was outside and wanted to see me.
What did he want?
He said I put the man in the water.
Go on.
I asked him who and when, but he didn't answer me. He told me to keep quiet. He told me what he'd do if I talked.
What did you say to that?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I was afraid of him.
Uh-huh. What else?
That's all. Honest, I don't know nothing. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I believe you, Mercedes, but don't leave town. We may need you for a witness. Come on, Harrison, let's go back to Torrey's house and wait for him.
I'll phone Sacramento to put an arrest order through on the teletype. He might be anywhere by now. We need the whole state to help us.
We're going to have a long wait here if Torres has skipped.
Look, fresh footprints. You go around back and guard the door, Longo.
Yes, sir.
And you and I'll take the front, Harrison.
Okay.
Be ready for action.
And how?
like he flew the coop.
Yeah, but there aren't any footsteps leading from the house.
Let's go in.
Torres, this is Sheriff Miller. If you're hiding, come out with your hands up.
What was that?
Sounds like a loose board squeaking in the other room. Quiet, and we'll tiptoe over to the door. Listen. He's in the kitchen. Back me up while I take a look around the corner.
All right, Torres. Come out from under that sink or we'll shoot. Come on! Get the bracelets ready, Harrison.
All ready.
You're Torres, aren't you?
Sure, I'm Torres. What do you want with me?
Why did you murder Cabrera and throw his body into the bay?
I didn't kill anybody, and I didn't throw anybody in the bay. I'm not that kind of man.
No?
No. You've made some terrible mistake.
Maybe. But where did that blood come from, all over your floor and out and back?
Oh, that. Well, I killed a chicken early this morning.
Yeah? We'll see about that. Put the handcuffs on him, Harrison, and bring him with us.
All right.
Back in his office, Sheriff Miller confronts Torres with his accusers.
Now, don't be afraid, Mercedes. Is this the man?
Yes, that's Torres.
And he's the man who early this morning came and told you he'd thrown a body in the bay?
Yes.
What do you say to that, Torres?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Do you deny going to the hotel and buying liquor with Cabrera and Mercedes?
When?
Last night.
You must be misinformed.
Did you drink with these men last night?
No.
Well, just where were you last night?
I was home.
All evening?
All evening.
Torres, you're not getting any place by lying like this. Why don't you come clean and confess?
I have nothing to confess.
What did you do with the gun you shot Cabrera with?
I have no gun. The only gun I have ever seen was in the movies.
But you shot him, once in the chest and once in the back.
You must be mistaken, Sheriff. How can I shoot a man when I have no gun?
Come on. We'll lock you up in the Martinez jail and let you think this over. Maybe you'll change your mind.
The next morning, Torres was again questioned, and back came the same answer.
I am innocent, and I can prove it.
That night, he was formally charged with murder, and 10 minutes later had phoned for two attorneys. They left his cell announcing their client was innocent, and that they could prove it before a jury. Sheriff Miller was puzzled.
I tell you, Harrison, the man's as guilty as though he'd been caught red-handed. But how to prove it? And what was the motive?
Might be a woman, maybe jealousy, maybe money, or just plain drunk.
Well, I'll pick women and money, one of the two. But we got to establish it, sure.
Yeah, I guess we'll all just have to get in and dig.
Yeah, looks like it. Go round up the boys and have them cover Port Costa from top to bottom. Ask everyone who ever knew Torres and tell them to stick with it until they uncover something. Yes?
Dr. Heinrich on the line.
Shoot it through. Okay, Harrison, get busy and find something and report.
All right.
Hello, Heinrich. Miller of Contra Costa County. Say, you heard about our murder out this way? You haven't? Well, look, come down here, will you? I got a job for you. Yeah. Bloodstains and hair and an axe. I want a report on them. You will? Swell. Yeah, I'll be right here. Bye.
Several days later, in Sheriff Miller's office.
Well, got a lead for you, Chief.
Good. Let's have it.
I got to talking to one of the entertainers in a little cafe in Crockett where Torres and Cabrera used to drink. I think I found your motive.
Good work. What's the story?
I'll let the girl tell it. She's outside. Just a second. Come in, miss.
Sure. Say, is this on the level? You ain't going to get me into this. Oh, hello, Sheriff.
Good morning. Won't you be seated?
Thanks.
Harrison here tells me you can supply a motive for the murder of Aurelio Cabrera. Is that right?
I don't know whether it's a motive, but those two guys were quarreling a few nights ago over some money.
I said women or money.
Say, I wasn't mixed up in it. I was just the referee, that's all.
Let's have the details.
Sure. Well, I do a little singing, and I just finished my number when this guy Torres came over to me and...
Hey, you! Come over here!
Yeah, she's a swell looker, huh, Cabrera?
Yeah, just the way I like him.
You talking to me, mister?
Yeah, sit down.
Thanks.
My name's Torres. This is my friend Cabrera.
Glad to meet you.
How about a dance, huh?
Can't. We ain't allowed to dance with the customers.
Hey, what kind of dump is this? Well, then, how about a drink, huh?
Sure.
That's better. Hey, waiter, 3 gin fizz.
Hey, what's the big idea? I didn't want a gin fizz.
What's the matter with a gin fizz?
Yeah, what's the matter with them?
Okay, okay. Where are you guys from?
Port Costa. What's your name?
Who wants to know?
We do.
Here's your drink. 60 cents.
60 cents. Sure.
That's funny.
What?
What's funny?
I had $20 bill in my pocket when we start out tonight. It's gone.
Sure, I know. You guys always got $20 bills. But you just lost them or left them in your other pants.
Hurry up, buddy. Snap it up.
I'd pay for them here.
Okay.
Somebody took my 20.
Sure. Reached in your pocket when you wasn't looking.
That's it, when I was dancing.
Are you sure you had it when you started out? Maybe you did leave it home.
Nuts, I had it when we came in here.
Oh, you punch drunk. Come on, bottoms up.
Sure, forget it, Doris. Say, you seem awful anxious for me to forget it. What do you know about it?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. What you do with it?
Oh, shut up. I didn't take your 20. Now keep quiet. Of
course he didn't take your dough. You keep on wrangling, the boss will throw you both out. Drink your drink.
Your drink.
Okay. Okay, but remember this, Cabrera. I want that dough, see? I know you took it, so when you get through with your little joke, you give it back.
But I didn't take it, see? I didn't take it.
If you don't give it back, I'll kill you, get me? I said I'd kill you, and I mean it.
Oh, enough to you two. I don't have to sit here and listen to a lot of hot air. I don't think there was a 20 in the first place. See you guys later.
Now look what you done.
Never mind the girl, there's plenty of them. But there ain't many 20s floating around. Now hand that door.
That's the way the whole thing started and kept on going. They sat there and argued for a while and then left. That's all I know.
Well, that's enough, miss. Quite enough. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, skip it, Sheriff. Glad I could help you. Maybe you can do me a favor sometime.
Perhaps.
Well, so long. And you too, big boy.
So long. Now, what do you think?
I think you're right about the money angle. That's the motive, all right. Probably when Torres got tight again, the question of the missing 20 popped into his mind, and this time he carried out his threat.
Imagine killing a man for 20 bucks.
It's been done for a lot less. Incidentally, here's some more news that might interest you.
Yeah, what?
Here's a report from Heinrich.
Oh, prove anything?
Yeah. The blood on the axe and on the clothes and on the floor and on the ground outside are all human blood and not chicken blood.
Well, that just about clinches it, doesn't it?
To me it does. But how about a jury? Let's get over to the jail and have another talk with Torres. Hello, Torres. Mind if I sit down? Thanks. That wasn't chicken blood on the stuff we tested.
No?
It was human blood. On the axe, the clothes, the floor, and the ground outside your house.
So what?
Just what I said. It was human blood, which means you killed your friend Cabrera. Killed him for $20. You know you did it. Why don't you come clean?
Sheriff Miller, I told you the other day I did not kill Cabrera, and I'm telling you again. I did not kill Cabrera. You're wasting your time on an innocent man.
Okay, Torres. Have it your way. But remember this. I've got all the evidence I need to convict you and send you up for life.
Then why waste time? Have the trial and try to convict me. You can't do it because I'm innocent and can prove it.
I'm trying to save the state money. If you confess, it'll make matters easier. In fact, it might even make your sentence easier.
You're wasting your time, Sheriff. I'm not going to confess to something I did not do.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Sheriff Miller was positive that Torres was guilty and determined to get a confession. A week went by.
Come in, Crist. You want to see me?
I've been over to the DA's office, and he's as anxious as you to get a confession. Now, we've got a plan to present to you.
Shoot.
Well, it's simple. All we have to do is...
Just a minute before you tell me. Here's something I want you fellas to thoroughly understand. There's to be no rough stuff of any kind. I remember that. No rough stuff.
You don't have to worry, Sheriff. There'll be no rough stuff. You see, we found out that Torres is superstitious. Superstitious?
Yeah, and how? Now, here's the plan. We'll get a microphone, some wire, and a loudspeaker. Get Torres out of his cell for a few minutes on some pretext, and then we'll install the speaker in his cell.
Asleep, Torres?
No, just resting.
Well, don't get lonesome. So long.
In the meantime, Deputy Harrison at the microphone.
Who's that? Who's that? What do you want? Who's tapping?
Torres. Torres.
Who is it? Who's calling me?
I am the ghost of Cabrera.
Cabrera? What do you want?
You killed me. You know you killed me.
No. No.
Speak to me, Torres. Tell me why you killed me.
Go away.
I will not go away. I have come to haunt you.
Please, please go away.
Why did you kill me? Answer me, Torres.
Leave me alone.
Not till you tell me why you killed me.
Please, please go away, Cabrera.
Tell me you are sorry you killed me. Tell me, Torres, that you are sorry you killed me.
Please, Cabrera, leave me alone.
You know you killed me. You know you hit me with the axe, and then you shot me and threw my body in the bay. Why did you do it? Tell me why. Tell me you are sorry you murdered me, Torres.
Cabrera, I didn't kill you. I didn't. I didn't. You know I didn't. Now go away and leave me alone.
Don't you remember, Torres? We went with Mercedes to the hotel and bought a bottle of whiskey and went to your house and drank it. Then we bought another bottle and drank it at Mercedes' house.
No,
we left about 3 in the morning and went back to your house to go to bed. But you began to call me names and say you were going to kill me if I didn't give you $20 you thought I had stolen from you. I swore by the Holy Virgin that I didn't take your money, but before I could defend myself, you hit me on the head with the axe, and while I was still alive, you grabbed your gun and shot me twice. Remember, Torres?
It's not true. I didn't kill you. I didn't kill you. It's gone. Oh. No, go away. Don't come back, ghost. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
I will never leave you alone, Torres. I will visit you every night at the same time to haunt you. Every night until you tell me you are sorry. Can you hear me,
please,
Torres?
Cabrera, please, forgive me. Only go away from here. Forgive me. I'm sorry I killed you. I'm sorry I threw you in the bay. I'm sorry. Now please go away and leave me alone. Please.
What is that you say? I must hear you say that again. Speak those words again, Torres.
I said I was sorry for what I've done. I am sorry I killed you. Now won't you go away, please?
Not until you tell me why you did it.
You know why, Cabrera? I thought you took my $20. Honestly, I did. I wouldn't have killed you if I thought you hadn't. That's why. Now go, Cabrera.
Then you are sorry you hit me with the axe?
I am sorry, Cabrera.
And shot me 2 times?
I said I was sorry I killed you. Oh, please go away and leave me. I can't stand it. I can't stand it.
What did you do with the gun after you shot me?
I hid it.
Where did you hide it?
I hid it. I hid it in a tree near the house. Now, please go away and leave me alone. Please go away.
All right, Torres, you can tell me that story.
Sheriff Miller. All right. I killed him. I hit him with the axe.
and shot him and threw his body in the bay. But get me out of here. Get me out of here before he comes back.
Don't worry, Torres. He won't be back. Now get started and tell us about it.
I tell you. Last Saturday, we got home about 4 o'clock. It's a good thing we don't have to work tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, too many drinks and too many cigarettes. I'm tired.
Yeah, you going to stay here tonight?
Yeah, you mean this morning?
Yeah. By the way, Cabrera.
Yeah?
What about that dough?
What dough?
You know what I mean. You better give it back.
But I haven't got it. I didn't take it.
I know. But how about it anyway?
But I told you I haven't got it. I didn't take it.
I know, but I want it anyway. Hand it over, all of it.
Oh, you're drunk. Let's go to bed.
You liar. I want
Who's
that
Who's a liar?
You heard what I said. If you don't hand it over pronto, you'll be sorry.
Let's go to bed. We can talk about it tomorrow. I mean, later today.
We talk about it right now, savvy?
Okay. We talk about it now.
Then you admit taking it.
I told you 1,000 times I didn't take your money. I don't know anything about it. You probably lost it. You're careless with your money. You never know what you do with it.
Yeah? Now get this straight. If you don't hand that money over right now, you will be sorry. And I mean it.
So what? I didn't take it.
I'll kill you. I'll make you give me that money.
Go ahead.
Okay. You asked for it. Stop!
If you were drunk, I'd beat your head off.
Give me that money. You hear?
Listen to reason, Torres. I didn't take your money. I didn't do it. You just want to fight, eh? All right. Now then, maybe you'll go to bed and leave me alone, huh? Or do you want more, huh? Torres. Down that axe. Put it down. For God's sake, Torres, you don't know what you're doing. Keep away from me. Keep away from me.
Come back here. Come back here. I'll fix you. Where is my gun? Now then.
That's the way it happened. I took his body down and dumped it in the bay. Then I hid the gun in a hollow tree.
All for a $20 bill, huh?
Yeah.
Did he take your money?
No. I found it next morning. I left it at home,
like Cabrera said.
In just a moment, we will present concluding facts regarding our program. Meanwhile, if you're not giving your motor maximum protection, get it with all-weather real lube. And for more power, quicker starting, smoother acceleration, and more miles to the gallon at less cost, keep the tank filled with Rio Grande Cracked, the gasoline of unequaled police car performance. Torres was brought to trial, found guilty, and sentenced to spend the remainder of his life in San Quentin. His story is another demonstration of the fact that crime cannot pay.
Contra County, Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all cars to cancellation of broadcast 276 regarding a missing person. Suspect in this case are now in custody. That's all. Rolls and Quinn.
This is your narrator, Frederick Lindsley, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. Next week at this time, Rio Grande will present The Case of the Rope-Bound Trunk. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.